us is heaven. And in this life, there's going to be seasons. And faith means to get you from the present to the promise. And I know sometimes it seems that your seasons of waiting for the promise of God will never come to be. But I want you to know that all you have to do is hold on. Hold on. Your seasons will change. The Bible lets us know again in Ecclesiastes, there's a time and a season for all things. Things change. Things don't remain the same. What you're going through now, you won't be going through in another season. There's good seasons and there's bad seasons. There's rain and there's sunshine. But what I like about it, God holds every season right in the palm of his hand. And God is in control. Sometimes our seasons last longer than other seasons. Look what happened in the Bible. God pulled Peter out of the season right away, out of prison. But he kept Moses in the desert for 40 years. He kept Joseph in prison for 10 years. Abraham without a child for 100 years. David on the run for 15 years. And maybe great Johnson Temple, he's keeping you right where you are because he has something better for you. But just stay in the season, and then it's going to change. Listen, he kept the men in the Bible in the seasons they were in order to build their faith. To build your faith in the circumstances that you are in now. And time, it's a particular thing to me. I'm so interested in time. I study time. Because, listen, time, in reality, we have no control over time. You know, we talk about losing time and I'm wasting time. But in reality, we have no control over time. Time waits on no man. As a matter of fact, if you look at an obituary, you will find two dates on an obituary. You will find a date and a dash mark and another date. Now, the two dates on the obituary, we have no control over. We have no control over when we get here, and we have no control when we leave. But it's that dash mark.
This has been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville. Service times are Sunday schools, 9:50 a.m., Sunday morning worship service, 11:15 a.m., Sunday evening worship, 7:45 p.m., Tuesday Bible study, 7:30 p.m., Friday night worship service, 7:30 p.m., prayer Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ.
Tell somebody, say, you stand.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
The power and the purpose for Christmas. Let's turn to Genesis. Chapter 1. my favorite chapter for 32 years. God said, verse 26, let us make man in our own image and our likeness, and let them have dominion over the earth. God's talking. God is stuck now. He is stuck with his words. He says, let them have dominion over the earth. Isaiah says in chapter 6, verse 3, holy, 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 the Lord is holy. That means faithful, faithful, faithful. The Lord is faithful, pure in motive. He has no ulterior motives. God says, let them have dominion over the earth. When God told man to have dominion over the earth, he didn't say let us. He said let them. So he took himself out of the situation and put man in. Man is in charge of the earth, not God. Shocking. What happens down here, God lays at our feet. That's why he makes us responsible for our own future. We are the human beings that dominate the earth. So a human is a spirit and a body. That's who dominates the earth. So therefore, when God spoke that, he said, let them have dominion. He was saying, look, you are the ones who have legal authority on this planet. If anyone wants to dwell here legally and function legally, they would have to have a body. God said that. Now, God cannot break his word. He's too holy. So God is now telling the devil in chapter 3, verse 15, he said, look, okay, devil, you know what the law is, don't you? My law is, the law of God is, only spirits with bodies can live on this earth legally, legally, and dwell here legally. Now, when you're illegal, you ain't got no power, you see? You have no authority. So Satan goes to Lucifer, I mean to the serpent, rather, negotiated for his body and borrowed his body. God cursed the serpent because of that. But now he has a dirt body because the dirt body came from the snake. So now Lucifer, who's a spirit, now has a dirt body, and now he is functioning on earth in a dirt body that was not designed for a spirit. That's why God cursed the snake's body. Snakes used to crawl up on hind legs. If you check the skeleton out, you'll see that there are two legs on a snake that have been actually ingrown, they're still there. God cursed him. And Lucifer goes through the snake, talks to the he is illegally legal because now he has a body. And he beguiles her, she disobeys God, she picks the fruit, takes to her husband, he takes from her, he eats the fruit, they both disobey God, they fell, God's spirit cannot dwell in that unholy condition, impure condition. God's word is not being kept anymore. And so God makes a promise. What's the promise? Christmas is coming, Satan. 3:15. Christmas is coming, Satan. He said, now Lucifer, paraphrase, please, paraphrase. You know I can't come right now because I ain't got no body. But the woman that you used is going to provide for me a physical body. And I'm going to come into her physically. I'm going to dwell in her physically with a body. And I am going to have a body that's going to make me legal. And I'm going to use that legal state to crush your head legally and take back the power you stole from them legally and give it back to them legally. I will give them back the authority you stole from them over the earth legally. I got authority in heaven. I never lost that. But now I'm coming to earth, I promise you, because I ain't got no authority on earth at the moment. Got it? You sure? That's why when he rose from the dead, he had to make a declaration. All authority now, he said. All. He didn't have it. He didn't have a body. Why? He didn't have it because he was holy. He couldn't break in on man without a body. Otherwise, he would break his word. God's holiness caused Christmas. His integrity made it necessary for the virgin to have a child. He needed a body, but he couldn't be born of man, so he needed to work a miracle. He needed a body, but he couldn't be in sin, so he needed a miracle. He needed a body, but he could not be from a husband. And so he told the devil, I promise you, this woman's going to fix you. Matter of fact, look at the words he used. This woman. Look at verse 15, chapter 3. And I will put enmity between you and this woman, and between her seed and your seed. And he shall crush your head, and you will bruise his heel. What a promise. This is Christmas. God says this woman's going to be your nightmare. The word enmity doesn't mean enemy. It means irreconcilable hostility. There will never be an agreement between you and this woman. What I designed a woman to do, you can never change. I designed her to have a child in a way that the blood of the child never mixes with the mother's blood. And that was the enmity he's referring to. He's saying this woman was designed in such a way that she has been literally designed to carry a baby whose blood does not mix with hers. Now, you doctors here, you know that is true. When a woman carries a baby, the baby's blood is completely different from the mother's blood, and they never mix because the placenta only rests upon the womb. And God is telling this uneducated demon, unemployed cherub, he says, look, one thing you didn't know is that when I was designing the woman, I was thinking about myself. And I was making preparations just in case this went wrong like this. And I already made it all. Matter of fact, the seed is already dead. You talk about plan and preparation. For he was slain when? Before the foundation of the world. So he says he's already dead. Now he needs a body to die in. God says, I didn't want the fall, but just in case, I've already prepared. So the son is already dead, waiting to die. But he needs a body because spirits cannot die, so he needs something that can die. And I'm telling you, friends, this is the reason why God became man. Because he had to keep his word. He could not come into this planet without a body. He would have violated his own promise. The second reason why God became man is because he's just. And this is very critical. He is just. What does that mean? Deuteronomy 1:17 says, judgment belongs to the Lord. Psalm 37, verse 28 says, for the Lord loves justice. Psalm 9, verse 16, the Lord is known by his justice. This is revelation to me, so I got to ease this on you. This is awesome. God, can you understand God? God is holy. He doesn't have it. He is the stuff. So God is integrity. He cannot lie. Ooh, glory. Now you understand why. Because he is one. God can never tell you something and mean something else. He cannot lie. He is holiness. Listen, because he's holy, whatever he says, he has to make sure it's done. Follow me, please. Don't miss this. So God creates man. God takes the man, put him in the garden, and then God starts talking. Oh. And God says, work. Cultivate, replenish, protect, subdue. Oh dear, here it comes. And then God said, obey my command. Don't eat from that tree. Oh my, God's talking. The day you eat, oh no, you will surely die. There it is. Now God's stuck with this promise. You know, death is a promise. This is awesome. God says, look, if you disobey me, you will surely